T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, ever wonder what happens to your debt when you die? I mean, who does it just disappear? Does your family get it? Does your significant other get it? I mean, you have to watch out, because that would suck if you're just like leaving your family with all of that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It sucks to live with it when you're living, but imagine you're gone and it continues without you.
I mean, you honestly...
That's your legacy, your debt.
Yeah, it feels like you would... In my opinion, I've always thought about it, like, once, you know, if I'm gone, it's done. I even think about, like, obviously you don't want to think about, like, your parents' debt and things like that, but does their debt go on to you? And I'm just like, honey, I don't got no more room taking on nobody's debt. What do we got to do right now?
Well, we've got Leslie H. Tain joining us, a debt resolution attorney, the founding and managing director of Tain Law Group, which is a debt solutions law firm for consumers, small business owners, and professionals. We might need to work with
her. I'm a professional.
I know. I'm all of those things. Anyway, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Okay, so Leslie, so this idea of, like, you know, obviously let's jump into it. When you die, or if your family member dies or someone close to you die, what happens to all of that debt that you may have died with?
Accumulated in your lifetime.
So that depends. Well, it doesn't go with you. So it really depends on the type of debt that you have and who else was responsible for the debt. So if you have a co-signer on a particular debt, there's a co-signer to a loan, or there's a co-signer on a credit card, then the co-signer will be responsible for the debt. But as a general rule, most unsecured debts like credit cards, if it's solely in the person's name who passed away, that will not pass on to your family.
Interesting. So credit cards. Mm. Let's talk about mortgages, though. Because I know there's all different types. We're going to go through all the types of debt. Don't get too anxious, you guys. This trigger warning.
Anxiety zone at level 25.
Okay, mortgage.
So in terms of mortgage debt, that debt is what's considered a secured debt. So there's a piece of property or something tangible that could be taken by a creditor if you fail to pay. So under the circumstances, if somebody's to pass away, there should be some discussion about who's going to take over the payments on that, so that the creditor does not then come in and try to repossess or foreclose on that particular property. So even though the debt theoretically would not pass on to heirs or relatives, friends, or otherwise, or even a significant other if you're not legally married, the reality is that in terms of mortgage debt, it's something that should be addressed before somebody passes away, in terms of a discussion about who's going to take over the payments and what's going to happen to that property or that secured debt for the mortgage when you pass away.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a surprise. It's like you can't plan for these things.
I mean, you can't plan for
debt. I feel like this is a really dark
segment. No, it's not a dark, but it's, you know, it can be dark when you think about it, because people talk about death and it's very, you know, uncomfortable, and the idea of it all. But these are important things to know. You know, the real important thing that I really want to know, because priorities, student loan debt. I, unfortunately, have so much, and I'm trying to figure out, should I, like, plan my, like, fake death and become, like, Shira and La Cienega, or, like, what happens? I'm thinking about it.
So the truth is, with debt and with death, they are a part of life, and it is both important to plan for what should happen if you pass away. And that's and planning of something like that is really important, especially if you have assets, or you have mortgages, or you have student loan debts, or you have other types of debts. You don't want to burden your family with your debts. So the question is, in terms of certain types of debts, and again, now you asked me about student loan debt, certain types of student loan debt will die with the debtor. But many student loans are co-signed or guaranteed by a parent, a grandparent, a relative. So if you pass away, that other guarantor of that loan will be responsible for the debt. It's important.
No, I'm just saying, my mom's not signed on any of my debts, so guys, I'm saying goodbye. Ryan's over.
You
and
don't.
Done.
I have a question.
I'm faking my death.
No, but this is a real thing. I mean, there's definitely been. I feel like there's some after school special about this.
I'm faking your death.
No, Leslie H. Tain, who's a debt resolution attorney, have there been? I know this is maybe not your expertise, but there must be people that switch their identities because they don't want to pay off their debt. Like some weird. I feel like that's some.
They're probably rotting.
So
in the
I've
prison.
Had clients leave the country. So you know. If you want to know the truth, there are people who try to avoid paying their debt by doing a number of different things. And in the many years I've been practicing in this area, I have seen people leave the country. I actually had a client who father called me and he said his son has left the country and he will never return. And what will happen to his debt? So, you know, you really can't change identity, you know, from you have a social security number that's assigned to you. There's no real legal way to necessarily choose an identity to avoid paying your debt.
But does that actually work, leaving the country? Does that work?
It does because in the creditor really can't go after you. So if you're really leaving the country,
should we do the show?
Let's go there abroad. We are traveling. We're a traveling show now. We're taking this show on the road.
Hey, I could do that too.
I mean, this is a moment. Thank you so much.
We just let everyone in on our plan, though, so I don't know.
Well, no, actually, you know, there's been a lot of talk, especially in the 2020 elections. This is the last question. You know, Elizabeth Warren and these presidential candidates are talking about, you know, really ending student loan debt. Do you feel like this is going to be something that can actually be doable, especially when people are thinking about, you know, the trials of the burdens of having so much debt?
So I don't really, you know, in doing this as much as I do, I don't think that's a realistic position, and I'm going to tell you why. And many, many, many people ask me about this. So it's a common question. Should I wait to see if either Congress or the next group of politicians are going to come in and make changes? It's like waiting to win the lottery. The truth is that the government backs most of the federal loans. So if you were to forgive the federal loans, then what's going to happen to the federal government and those loans? Eventually, it'll trickle down to taxpayers because there's still a responsibility to pay back that money. It's income that the government is receiving from payments on student loan debt. So if it gets forgiven and wiped away and you no longer have to pay that and $1 billion is forgiven, then somebody and somewhere they're going to have to make up that deficit. And the truth is that deficit would likely be made up in taxpayers and increasing taxes. So I don't see that that's necessarily going to happen in the very near future. So if you're thinking that you're not going to pay your student loan debt because you're waiting for Congress or new politicians to come into office, my suggestion is that you look at repaying your debt and looking at the different options of repaying debt now. And if that should happen in the future, then consider it you hit the lottery.
Well, Leslie, I got some calls to make.
Yeah. Tricky. They're tricky, those candidates.
Lots of decisions to make when it comes to your debt.
Leslie H. Tain, thank you so much for joining us again. This was a really great talk.
I mean, so I know you're an author of your book. What's the title of your book?
Life and Debt.
Yeah, so everyone get that because she's dropping knowledge and jewels and everything. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Achieve
Leslie.
Financial wellness in your life, man. Thank you. Leslie H. Tain, again, Leslie is a debt resolution attorney.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great
topic.
Night. Yes.